Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 1 pound packages of juicy 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $3.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Happer and Schaefer on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back. More of Happer and Schaefer here on 93.7 The Ticket, theticketfm.com. Connor Happer, Mike Schaefer with you. We're also streaming video on the Starter Heyman Jewelers video stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. You can find us there as well. There's another quarterback in the portal.
Ooh.
How do you feel, or what do you know about Connor Bazalack? Bazalack? The Missouri quarterback.
Didn't he have a pretty solid season?
I believe so.
Yes.
Also, the Wyoming quarterback won immediately after having an awesome game in their Potato Bowl, entered the transfer portal yesterday.
I did not watch any of the Potato Bowl.
So. I didn't either, but the 5 minutes that I did see,
Were the fry dumping?
No, I saw him running down the sideline for like untouched for 75 yards.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The Missouri guy, that seems like he would be at least based on what I remember watching of Missouri the last year or so, he put up pretty good numbers for them.
Yeah.
And they have a bowl game, don't they? Weren't they bowl eligible?
They just played.
They played last night?
They lost to Army, right?
I don't know.
That was them, right?
I have no idea. I don't know the Bulls. I don't even know who's playing. Yesterday, the most I knew about Bulls was that Illinois really wants to replace Texas A&M in the Wake Forest Gator Bowl game.
Yes, but I believe that spot's going to go to Rutgers.
Rutgers didn't qualify either. Interesting.
Correct, yes.
They campaigned the best?
I don't know. Maybe they just picked Rutgers for some reason.
Jay was talking about this on Old School with Jake Sorensen last night, but he basically was very skeptical of how well that's going to go when you let guys, you know, it's such a regimented thing during the season, then 10 straight days off of never it would have been, or no, it'd be more than 10 since the last time they would have played a game. He was skeptical that they would be able pull this thing together. And then he's also like, I'd be super worried about injuries.
I mean, there was people who were, I couldn't tell if it was a joke at first, and then there was like some players who chimed in yesterday.
I saw Jamari Butler was.
Well, yeah, we're just waiting for that call. And I'm like, well, is there a team right now? I mean, you couldn't get Adrian Martinez to come back and play.
You don't have a center.
Because he had shoulder surgery.
Let's go through all the things you wouldn't have. You wouldn't have a center.
No.
You wouldn't have a nose tackle. You wouldn't have a quarterback. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have a cornerback opposite of Quentin Newsome. And those are guys who, let's just say, they would have opted out of bowls anyway.
Could you get Samari Toure to come back for a bowl game?
I think most of the seniors that like exhausted eligibility would have come back to play one more game. Yeah. Austin Allen might have come back to play a game.
Yeah.
We don't talk about him, but he had a choice as well. It was just widely assumed he was going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it would have been a good game for Nebraska.
Also, totally new offense, slash not even an offense.
Slash haven't been practicing.
Right. Most importantly. Yeah, don't. That's going to be a mess. The College Football Playoff came out with their rules for forfeits and stuff like that, since we've seen a lot of them. And they're basically like, yep, if one of the teams has to miss the game, then the other team advances. Which is really crazy. I mean, we're talking about the pinnacle of the sport. This is the end of the year. You would think that they might be able to move in some wiggle room. Saw Michigan went and got the booster shot, like as a team, you know, yesterday. We'll see if that keeps them on track to play in their semifinal game. It's going to get messy. It's already been messy, especially, I mean, you've seen, there's dozens of programs on pause right now in college basketball. It's going to keep happening.
I don't know why you saying that they went as a team to get the booster made me think of, like, when they did their spring practice over in Europe or whatever.
Yeah. They all went.
And, like, this was...
They all showed up at CVS.
The reaction to that is kind of funny because it's, like, the way people were sort of, oh, well, teams are going to do this all the time. And,
oh, yeah.
And it's like it happened once.
It was one of those things. Yeah. Yep. Just like one person getting a really big NIL deal.
Yeah. Ah!
Nobody's gotten any big NIL deals. Not big, big.
I don't really care. The NIL thing will get discussed when there isn't football on, and as soon as there's a game to watch, no one will discuss it.
That's what I always said. I completely agree.
So I feel about it.
So that's the newest portal entry, Connor Bazalack from Missouri. B-A-Z-E-L-A-K. He was quarterback at Missouri this year, in which he completed 65% of his passes for 2,548 yards, 16 touchdowns, and 11 interceptions. So, good, not great.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And Missouri was pretty rough. Missouri's been pretty rough in the SEC, as kind of predicted, and even in the SEC East. By the way, have you seen what Missouri basketball has devolved into?
Are they garbage?
Oh, they're horrible.
That was a under Mike Anderson. That was a pretty good program.
It sure was.
Then he left to go to Arkansas, and that didn't go well for him, and then Missouri kind of fell apart.
Missouri basketball has losses to UMKC, Florida State, Wichita State, Liberty by 20, Kansas and Illinois. They were destroyed by both of those teams. And those are their huge rivalry games.
Right. Who is Missouri's basketball coach now?
Missouri's basketball coach is Konzo Martin.
Oh, it's back to him.
Back
I guess he went from Tennessee to Cal. Missouri.
Well, he was at Missouri State before. Maybe that's where you're getting that. He was at maybe at that point it was called like Southwest Missouri. No, it probably wasn't yet. But it was Missouri State, Tennessee, Cal, Missouri. He's been at Missouri for quite some time now.
Yeah. Well, he was there when Michael Porter Jr. was there.
Yes.
Because he brought Michael Porter Jr. He hired Michael Porter Jr.'s dad. And then there was like an injury, so he barely got to see Michael Porter Jr., and that has been sort of the story of his career.
And you want to talk about teams not being able to make threes. 24%, 24.3% from three, 355th in the country.
You had another tweet last night that popped up because things aren't chronological on Twitter for me, and it was basically how six of the first seven shots for Nebraska were three-pointers.
Are you making fun of my KenPoms?
And then you put out like what the 2%
Kennesaw State's 2-point percentage defense
was one of the lowest in the country.
One of the worst in the country, and Nebraska's
I'm not making fun of it.
First out of their six out of the first seven shots were threes.
I'm saying that you were a good resource for me for a game that I didn't watch at all because you were giving me context of like how things were going, which is opposite of generally how you tweet.
Thank you.
You generally tweet without context.
Yeah, I guess I'm trying to add some context.
Well, it's different when you're covering an event versus like when you're watching it on television, I guess is what I'm getting at.
So we're getting off the text line here on the bowl game thing is that Rutgers gets in ahead of Illinois because they have a higher APR.
Is that still a thing? We still have to worry about APR?
So there's that was that bowl, and I'm not sure. It's not confirmed that Rutgers is doing it yet. It was reported last night. But the other option I think that they're kind of waiting on and potentially the better option is if this happens to another team,
right,
they'll just slam the two games together.
Which bowl the bigger bowl eat the smaller bowl?
That would be the question. Maybe it would just be like the Fiesta Rose Bowl.
What they should do.
The Tostitos Fiesta Rose Bowl.
They should have ahead of time three sites that are available to be used for a mismatch bowl like this.
Oh, yes. An alternate bowl game sponsor. I would also sponsor an alternate bowl game.
I also think that somehow we need to get Trev Alberts on board that like there should be a bowl in Lincoln. You have the stadium for it. You can make it work. You can get an early game. People would go. I would enjoy that. Make it happen.
I don't know.
Haber's out.
I'm kind of out.
I want it.
It would have to be really unique. I don't know. People wouldn't go. I don't think people would go.
I think initially they would. We'd see what it'd have to be like 10 years in. But
I mean, think about the Potato Bowl. Like the Potato Bowl, you got a Potato Bowl. It's in Idaho. It's on the blue turf. That's not cool.
How many people do you think attended that?
That's what I was kind of getting to. Nobody. Nobody shows up to that game.
Oh, there's people there. There's at least more than zero.
More than zero, but less than...
Less than what?
Less than a lot.
What is Idaho Famous Potato Bowl? Is that the name of it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But I don't know, Schaefer. It feels like a idea to me.
Ooh.
Give me it. Give me the attendance.
10,217 people!
That's about the same amount that was in Pinnacle Bank Arena last night.
Yikes. Now, that's a tough question. Would you rather go to Nebraska, Kennesaw State, or the Idaho Famous Potato Bowl? I'd have chose a bowl game, I think.
Let's just say you move that game to Lincoln, Nebraska. Would you rather go to a Nebraska bowl game?
Then it becomes hard because then you're outdoors.
Not a Nebraska, a University of Nebraska bowl game. A bowl game between likely two really bad teams.
Wyoming and whoever.
Wyoming and Kent State.
Yep.
They're coming to Lincoln, and let's just say there's a Nebraska-Kennesaw State basketball game at PBA at the exact same time. Where are you going? I'm going to Nebraska-Kennesaw State. It's a lock.
God, if I have to.
It's indoors. It's a team that I root for. It's a total lock. The bowl game in Lincoln's a bad idea.
I'm in on it. Make it happen.
We'll take a break and hand it off to Tom and Bach next.
More of Happer and Schaefer is coming your way on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.